Sisters, let's go and bow our heads and go into prayer. Father God, we come to you tonight giving you all the thanks, all the glory for allowing us to see another day, Father. Father, we know that there are some that didn't wake up this morning and some that did not make it through the day. But Father, we ask that you cover their families and their friends and cover all of us, Father God, all our sisters that have been going through hard times or just trying to lean closer and closer to you, Father God. Just continue to watch over us, cover us, Father. And for those that have whatever prayer request they have had for today, Father God, I just ask that you grant them and cover their prayer request, Father. Father, we go as we go into this lesson for tonight, Father, I ask that you just give the speaker the words of wisdom to teach us what we need to learn tonight, Father. Father, I just also ask that you continue to be with us throughout the night. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sis, for that beautiful prayer on our behalf. Thank you. At this time, we will be having our scripture by Sister Ida Perron.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture reading tonight, it will come for the first of Kings, chapter 19, verse 9, and verse 11 to 13. And then we're going to use the book of Matthew 14, 22 to 33. There he went into a cave and spent the night. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Now we're going to read from Matthew 14, 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out to his hand and caught him. "You of a little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." God bless the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Ida, for so ably reading the word of God. Amen. At this time, sisters, we're going to be having a song by our dear sister Terry White Greer.
The Lord the rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of a storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of a storm. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of a storm. The raging storms may round us see, a shelter in the time of a storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of a storm. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. I said a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of a storm. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keep on blowing, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. If you chance. If you can't make it through the storm, if you can't, if you can't make it through a storm, tell me how can you say that God's the captain of your life? If you can't make it through a storm, Jesus, calm the stormy ocean down. My Jesus, calm the stormy ocean, calm them down. Tell me how can you say that God's the captain of your life? If you can't make it, if we can't make it, if you can't make it through a storm.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Terry, for that beautiful song. Thank you. At this time, sisters, we are going to be having the introduction of our speaker, by Sister Cheryl G. Anderson.
Good evening, Lady Prayer Warrior family, and good evening, our guest. I would love to introduce to you our speaker of the evening, Sister Lalita Crenshaw. Sister Lalita Crenshaw is a member of the Birch Street Church of Christ in Shelbyville, Tennessee. She's been a member of the Lord's Body since April 1965, at the Green Street Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee, where she attended with her grandparents that raised her. She became a member of LPW in 2017 and began getting involved in the 100 Days of Prayer. She is a member of the Welcome Team, the Health Team, and the ESAF Mentoring Program Team. She enjoys working in the Lord's body wherever there is a need. She's been a Ladies' Day speaker, youth worker, Sunday school and Wednesday night Bible class teacher, and is presently the facilitator of the Ladies Devo and Prayer Ministry at the Birch Street Congregation. She has 14 grandchildren, 2 granddogs, and 8 great-grandchildren. The Lord is truly in the blessing business. I introduce to some and present to others our birthday speaker, Warrior Lalita Renee Crenshaw.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, sisters and friends and everyone that's on the call tonight. Would you pray with me? Oh, wise God, our Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight asking you to forgive me of any sin so that as I deliver this lesson and prayer, that they won't be hindered. Thank you, Father, for health and strength and this opportunity to teach a lesson that can help someone tonight. Go with us through this Bible series tonight, that it gives you the glory and honor that you so richly deserve. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen. I want to thank the admins for this opportunity to come to you with this lesson from the heart. I want to thank all the participants that have done such an awesome job. Sister Marie Murray for being the ultimate host and keeping me alive and excited. Sister Ida Pelham, for our scripture reading. She did such an excellent job. Sister Tracy Crenshaw for such a wonderful job with our opening prayer. Sister Terry White Greer for that beautiful song and rendition. Sister Cheryl D. Anderson for such a wonderful introduction. And Sister Vivine Mills, who will be bringing us our closing prayer. I also would like to thank Sister Natissa Thompson for agreeing to be the understudy if needed to be. For our first-time callers, you are our honored guest, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'd also like to thank my family and friends who have joined us tonight, and please don't let this be your last time. Our theme this month is Stepping Out of the Hurricane. On last week, we had a revival to kick off the month, and so many lessons and testimonies were presented, allowing us to get kicked off to a wonderful start. Thank you, admins, for such a beautiful job. I have thought long and hard about this topic, and I started out looking at the word hurricane. What is a hurricane? The dictionary says it's a noun, which to me means it's a person, place, or thing. But this thing, what is it? Well, it also said this thing is a storm with a violent wind. In particular, it noted that the tropical cyclone in the Caribbean. But this storm is powerful. It wreaks havoc wherever it hits. It is a destroyer. In life, we are thrown many situations. I know you have all heard the saying, if you're given lemons, make lemonade. So I ask you, if you are dealt a storm, tornado, or even a hurricane in life, what do you make then? I dare say that you won't be making lemonade, but I dare say that you, as a child of God, will come through as a refined jewel, bruised, burned, smoothed out, and polished. Let me show you what I mean. Thunder, lightning, strong wind, fire, and an earthquake. Wow, strange weather forecast. Good thing this was not predicted for the metro area. All kidding aside, both the first reading and today's gospel mention strong, noisy wind and the fear of what that gusty, strong wind can bring. So let's focus today on trust and action rather than fear and doubt in our faith journey. God is often a surprise, not what we might perceive or think. God was not in the wind, earthquake, or fire, but in the still, quiet sound. In 1 Kings 19:9 and 11-13, maybe Elijah was surprised that God was not in the powerful things that came his way, but in the quiet, still, and almost undetectable sound. However, he was wise enough to realize that God was present in the soft sound. So be open, look, and listen. Try not to have preconceived notions. An open, willing spirit will hear God in the still, quiet sound and be able to answer the call. Let's look at our next reading, Matthew 14:22-33. That mentions strong and powerful winds along with a calling and then a response. But before we delve into those things, let's back up a bit. The text says that Jesus had just fed the people, the 5,000 plus people. Wow. Can you imagine the feelings and the vibes that followed that event? Jesus asked the disciples to take him to a place of quiet, to be alone. He needed some downtime after that mountaintop experience. I can only imagine that the disciples needed some downtime also. They had to help serve and clean up after 5,000 plus hungry people. They must have been tired, but also wired. So needless to say, both Jesus and his friends needed to decompress. The text says the boat was a few miles offshore, and it was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came toward the boat, walking on the sea. Wow, another strong weather event. Walking on water in strong, fierce winds, powerful, yes. Eerie, most definitely. The text says those in the boat were terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost, and they cried out. Jesus says, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." We hear Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus replies, "Come." So Peter leaves the boat and starts toward Jesus. We often hear that Peter is impetuous and often acts before he thinks. In this case, could Peter have been asleep and with all the screaming and hollering, he woke up? Maybe he was in that time between deep sleep and waking when he got out of the boat, started walking on water. The text goes on to say, when Peter saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and beginning to sink, and cried out, "Lord, save me." Fear and doubt had set in. Or maybe the reality of what is happening comes to Peter as he really wakes up. His preconceived notion of physics overruled his actions. While he wants to answer Jesus' call, his human fear surfaces. This is how it is with us. We might hear God calling us to step out and witness for our faith. We might want to do it. We may even start to step out for God, but then we hesitate and maybe even stop. Fear and doubt will stop you dead in your tracks and keep you from living the abundant life that God has planned for you. Let me say that again. Fear and doubt will stop you dead in your tracks and keep you from living the abundant life that God has planned for you, keeping you within your storm and not living for him. We're like Peter. We hear Jesus calling us out of our comfort zone. We start walking and witnessing. Then our doubts and fears set in. We begin to sink. Again, we're like Peter. We reach for Jesus, our life saver. It's okay to grab and hold on tightly to Jesus, our lifesaver, our life jacket. Jesus saved Peter on the sea, and Jesus saves us always. Amen? Sometimes fate is like a small sandstorm that keeps changing direction. You change direction, but the sandstorm chooses you, or rather chases you. You turn again, but the storm adjusts. Over and over, you play this out, like some ominous dance with death just before dawn. Why? Because this storm isn't something that blew in from far away, something that has nothing to do with you. This storm is you, something inside of you. So all you can do is give into it. Step right inside the storm, closing your eyes and plugging up your ears so the sand doesn't get in, and walk through it step by step. There's no sun there. There are no moon, no direction, no sense of time, just the white sand swirling up into the sky like pulverized bones. That's the kind of sandstorm you need to imagine. And you really will have to make it through that violent, metaphysical, symbolic storm or hurricane. No matter how metaphysical or symbolic it might be, Make no mistake about it. It will cut through flesh like a thousand razor blades. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure, in fact, whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm's all about. Don't take the presence of the storm to indicate the absence of God. Sometimes when we enter into a storm, and there are all kinds of storms, health storms, physical storms, financial storms, emotional storms, there are all kinds of storms. I'm not talking about the storms that rain down water and the lightning and the thunder and all of that. I'm talking about storms that other people can't see, undetectable storms, storms that make people think you haven't been through anything because you get out of bed every morning, you put your hair up and your makeup on, and you walk in smiling because you put the smile on when you put your makeup on because you're going through a secret storm. Has anybody ever gone through a secret storm? I know I have. See, when you go into a visible storm, somebody will hand you an umbrella or a raft or some help or some assistance because they are aware of your suffering. But when you go into a secret storm, there is no comfort because nobody knows that you're dealing with a secret storm. They're jealous of the car you're driving, not knowing that it's two payments behind. They're envious of the position that you were promoted to, not knowing that now that you're promoted into that position, you can't even rest at night. You can't even sleep at night. You've got so much pressure, so much responsibility on you, and all of a sudden, you're in a storm and nobody even knows it. And when you get in a storm, you have a tendency to wonder, where's God? Job said in Job 23:8, I looked for him. He was there a minute ago, but now I can't find him. I looked on the right side, and I couldn't find him. I looked on the left side, and I perceived him not. Where is God in the storm? Because we buy into this notion that if God was with us, we would have no storm, if God were really with us. We would be happy that if God really was with us. Everything would go smooth if God really was on our side. We would have no family problems if God was really with us. Our bills would be paid. How could God be with us and we're in foreclosure? How could God be with us and we have cancer? How? Job said, I can't figure it out. How could my kids die and God be with me? How could my house be on fire and God be with me? I looked for him. I didn't see him. I looked on the right. I didn't see him. I looked behind me. I didn't see him. You said, you had my back. I didn't see him. I looked in front of me. I thought he'd lead the way. I didn't see him. But you cannot see in a storm. That's why we are told to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. You cannot see in a storm. Don't look for God to be sensual in your storm. He will not appeal to your senses. Your senses add to your comfort. God will not make you comfortable in your storm. But just because you are in the presence of a storm, the storm does not negate the presence of God. Nor does it indicate the absence of God. In fact, if you really want to see God, do his best work, get in trouble. Your dreams are worth it. There will be things in your life that were meant to destroy you. You can be doing all the right things and still face difficulties. Keep in mind that you are a fighter and not a quitter. I want you to keep fighting. Keep fighting through those storms. Are you going to let some storm destroy your mindset? Are you going to lose focus of your dreams, goals, and destinations? No. You're going to stay in the game and trust the process. The storms are going to come, and they're going to come with rage. Every storm you go through is bringing you one step closer to your destination. And I want you to remember that you are never down and out. Waking up every day lets you know that you are given another opportunity to be great if you want to know where God lives. He lives in your trouble. The Bible said in Psalms 46:1-3 that he is a very, very present help in the time of trouble. If you're looking for God, he's in the storm. He may not be saying anything. You may find him asleep on the boat in the bottom of the ship. But don't think that he jumped off the boat because you were in a storm. I'm saying that just because the ship comes apart doesn't mean you have to come apart. In fact, the destruction of the boat could be an announcement that you have arrived at your destination. Stop focusing on what you lost and start living on what you've got left. Don't be so aware of the storm that you lose awareness of God in the storm. Imagine being on the boat, bound and tied, stretched and weary. The thing you were counting on to get you to the other side. The job you thought you'd retire with to get you to the other side. The house you thought you'd have the rest of your life to get you to the other side. And the storm got it. How many of you have lost some stuff in the storm? I know I have. I lost some friends in the storm, lost some people in the storm, lost some relationships in the storm, and it made me feel like I was a failure. But you're not a failure. It was a temporary blessing. If it was meant to stay, it couldn't leave. Stop grieving over the boat. Don't let rich folks fool you. In some area of their life, they are impoverished. Don't let poor people fool you in the midst of all their financial poverty. If you get close to them, you will find that the poorest among us has a rich that cannot be tabulated in an account. Life is fair. And you think that if your life does not retain the shape that you started with, you don't think that it can get you where you're going. See, the boat didn't cease to exist. It just took on another form. I can't make it off of what we used to do. I cannot be who I was yesterday. I can only take what I have left. If I had needed more boat, he would have given me more boat. He didn't promise to save my boat. He promised to save me. Just because things are broken in you, in your life, doesn't mean you can't survive. Stop trying to glue the boat back together. It may not ever be like it was, but grab whatever it is and hold on to it till you get where you're trying to go. You're going to be victorious about this, and you're going to be victimized about this. Every victor is a victim in some area of their life, and every victim is a victor in some area of their life. They may not tell you, and it is not so much from the enemy that such pain comes. What I'm trying to tell you is, you can't be saved by what it was. You can only be saved by what it is. So many losses when you are going through your hurricane, weight loss, hair loss, mental instability, and even spiritual loss. But to step out your faith and trust in the Lord is mandated. My life's hurricane may be many things, But once the whirlwind and even the most violent storm, a hurricane, passes or even begins to subside, how will you step out? How will you be that lighthouse on the hill for another ship in the night? I'll tell you how. Let's look at other hurricanes of sorts. Adversity. That can be your hurricane. In 2 Corinthians 4:8, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Adversity can be tough times, disappointment, hardship, and pain, but we don't need to encounter it alone. God is always with us. If you find yourself enduring difficult circumstances, remember that God remains in his heaven. If you become discouraged with the direction of your day or your life, if your hurricane feels unbearable, turn your thoughts and prayers to him. He is a God of possibility, not negativity. He will guide you through your difficulties and beyond them. And then, with a renewed spirit of optimism and hope, you can thank the giver for gifts that are simply too numerous to count. Allow God to use the difficulties and disappointments in life as polish to transform your faith into a glistening diamond that takes in and reflects his love. Oh my, that allows you to step out of your hurricane. There are some scriptures I'd like for you to study. 2 Samuel 22:7, James 1:12. 2 Samuel 22, 2-3, Psalms 147, 3, and Psalms 23:1. These are more from God's word to be able to step out of your hurricane of adversity. A timely tip. When tough times arrive and you're tempted to give in or give up, don't. Instead, work hard and pray harder. Better days may be just around the corner. Step out of your hurricane. There are so many types of hurricanes and storms that we go through. One can be decisions. I know sometimes my decisions become a hurricane. A timely tip for that, today and every day, remember that every step of your life's journey is a choice. And the overall quality of your decisions will help determine the overall quality of the journey. Other scriptures to help us with decisions are Psalms 1:1, Proverbs 16:1-2, Proverbs 16:17, and Matthew 7:20. Disappointments is another storm. Why don't we use Psalms 34:19, Psalms 112:7, Psalms 126:5, Psalms 107:13. And another timely tip, when you're discouraged, disappointed, or hurt, don't spend too much time asking, "Why me, Lord?" Instead ask, "What now, Lord?" and then get busy. When you do, you'll feel much better, and with prayer and supplication, walk upright from your storm. Here are scriptures to use when going through some of the hurricanes to help produce well-polished jewels. Psalms 34:19, Psalms 112:7, Hebrews 12:5, Psalms 126:5, and Psalms 107:13. If your storm is one of disappointment, these are good to fall back on. Step out of your hurricane into a life with Christ. That's not to say trials and tribulations won't come about, but it is to say that the journey won't be tumultuous or unbearable or like a violent storm, but you will be victorious over it by having a healthy relationship with Jesus. If you have not taken the steps to be able to say, "I have a solid relationship with Jesus Christ and I am joint heirs with Christ," here is what you need to do. He only asked us to do just a few things to get us in a better relationship with him. First, he wants us to hear the good news, Romans 10:17. Then he wants us to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is gone to prepare your place, Hebrews 11:6. Next, you must repent of your sins, Acts 2:38. Then confess that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God, Matthew 10:32. And then you must be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Once you have been baptized, you are now standing before God to make those life choices that he has planned for you. Oh, yes, that relationship builder needs another element. And how many of you know what that element is? Prayer. It is essential for your relationship with God to have a path of communication with the Most High God. Prayers develop from the mind and spoken through the mouth. It is through the speaking you engage angels on assignment. Know that the Holy Spirit is not producing power by your thoughts, but by your spoken word. This is the word of God spoken through your mouth. Remember, the ultimate weapon is prayer. Understand that prayer is a continuous conversation with God and should be made without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Does that remind you of what we are about? It does me. This license for heavenly interference creates momentum for the spiritual progress of the Christian believer. Prayer is a compulsory spiritual requirement, and it is not voluntary. Prayers involve your vocal system. These five steps and continuous prayer are your tools for your stepping out of your hurricane. Now, for those of you that have done the first five steps to have a solid relationship with God, and maybe you fell from his grace, the Bible says in James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So if you need prayer for something that you have done or omitted in your service, don't be ashamed to ask for forgiveness and prayer. And we, as your sisters, would be glad to stand in the gap and pray for you and with you. Again, I hope I said something that will help someone tonight. Your hurricane can be silenced and subsided by God. Just remember, our storms come in many different ways and can capsize our boats of life. But God is our deliverer, Jehovah Messiah. Who do you belong to? Who guides you daily through those storms and hurricanes of life? I just keep holding on to his unchanging hand. What about you? Stepping out and being victorious. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you, and most of all, for being there for me to love and you to love me back. Thank you, and I pray God blesses each and every one of you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Lalita, for that very uplifting and encouraging message. Thank you so very much. At this time, sisters, we're going to be having our closing prayer by Sister Devine.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace one more time. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, dear God, that we could have this opportunity to listen to your words. And Father God, I pray that what was said, that you were glorified. And Father God, that all of us on this call tonight, that we were encouraged and we were edified. We pray, dear God, that as we listen to your words, that we'll take it with us. Father God, that we'll ride out our storms in this life. No matter what we're going through, Father God, help us, Lord, to pray through our storms. Father God, many of us are going through our COVID storms at this time. Father God, in the workplace, in schools, there's no place that is not affected. But Father God, You're there with us. You promise never to leave us and help us never to forget. Father God, just bless each and every sister on the call tonight. I pray, dear God, that each and every one of us may continue to hold to your unchanging hands as we go through the storms in our lives. Father God, help us as we come here each Friday night, that your words will be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. I thank you, Lord, for all the participants. I pray, dear God, for Sister Lenita, who ably, Father God, delivered your word. May you continue to bless her, to keep her, Father God, that she'll continue to study and to be able to uplift others through your words. Father God, bless the host and all things, I pray, dear God, that was done. I pray, God, that you are honored and that it was done to your honor and to your glory. Father God, bless us all, guide us all, keep us as we go through this weekend, whatever the circumstances in our lives, Father God, just help us, give us the strength, the faith, the courage, Father God, to ride out the storm. Father God, I pray for each and every sister at this time. I pray for the kids who are at school, Father God, who are going through COVID, Father God, who have contracted COVID. We pray, dear God, for the doctors, for the medication, Father God, for the vaccines. Father God, just have your way in each and every home, in each and every life. We pray for the teachers, dear God. Father God, we have seen the devastation in the land. We have seen what is happening in the schools. We just ask for the Lord to comfort the teachers, to be with them, for those children who are out there and for those who are going out come September. Lord, just help us all as sisters in your kingdom, that we will continue to band together, to pray together, to pray through this COVID storm. Bless us tonight, God, and I just pray that whatever was said and done again, that we continue to do it to your honor and to your glory. It is in your precious holy name I do pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian, for that beautiful prayer. Again, thank you, Sister Lalisa, for that wonderful message. At this time, we are going to be opening the floor for remarks from our admins. We are going to be starting off with Sister Bridges. All right. We are going to move to Sister Jan. Sister Jan, is Sister Jan on? Okay. We are going to move on to Sister Rosalyn. Sister Rosalyn.
We were muted, Sister. Sister, can you start back on?
Oh, I'm sorry about that,
Marie.
Oh,
we were
I'm
muted.
So sorry. Okay,
and
sorry about that.
Recording still going.
Is it something that I should do, sis?
No, sis.